welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is RJ Romano, Managing Director in our Management Consulting and Supply Chain Advisory Group at BDO USA. RJ is here to speak with us about some of the findings coming out of BDO's Retail CFO Outlook Survey. If you're not familiar with our CFO Outlook Survey, it collects perspectives of CFOs on their top challenges, issues, priorities, and focus areas for the coming year, and we publish these results on our website. Welcome back, RJ.
Thanks for having me.
RJ, one of the things that stood out to me from a supply chain perspective was over half, like 55% of retailers are planning to deploy scenario modeling software. So we've had you on our show before several times talking about this specific topic and how it was an up-and-coming technology that gave retailers that edge. This statistic seems to be making it a table stakes play for now. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would say that over the past couple years, companies have made a lot of changes to their supply chains in order to combat these various challenges and disruptions that have occurred. Some have moved production from one country to another. Some have overhauled their supplier base. Some have just adjusted their distribution models entirely. And so to allow for that ultimate flexibility, supply chains are just even more complex. And this tool is very unique because it allows for supply chain professionals to kind of simulate various different disruptions and changes to their network to proactively plan for either the next disruption or these what-if scenarios that ultimately the tool will tell you what is the optimal solution or change to combat that disruption at that given time. So if you're have a plant that's potentially going to shut down, it'll recommend different solutions as to how to fix that or how to get that production from somewhere else. And it's a very powerful tool when you have the constant shuffle and potential disruptions that impact supply chains today.
It really is amazing. I mean, when you think back, we had no visibility. I mean, we were virtually blind, making decisions blindly. And now there's so much additional transparency, and just having the right tools makes it so much easier for retailers and even just distributors to be more effective and to be more successful. And I guess we're going to go into my next favorite topic, which is AI. So I am guessing AI is a component of scenario modeling, right? I mean, aside from powering these types of tools, how else are we seeing AI applied in these types of operations?
Yeah, absolutely. AI is a big component of the scenario modeling platform. But, in general, AI is absolutely being adopted in different ways on the supply chain side in the retail industry specifically. Traditionally, in the retail industry, AI has been used in a lot of areas like customer service or on the sales side to get great insights from customer demand and things of that nature. But from an operations perspective, there's more and more ways that they can adopt this this technology. And so things that are maybe a little bit more traditional, like supply and demand planning, those technologies are really booming right now so that companies can manage their inventory better. But AI is a big component to warehouse automation, which is growing because of the labor constraints. And it's also able to be used in route optimization and things of that nature, as well as risk management, where I think is kind of going to be the new trending way to use AI in supply chain, where companies can monitor weather service alerts, local news articles, social media, to monitor what's going on actively or locally with where their plant is, if they maybe moved it to a new country and they're not familiar with that, what goes on there. So really, really powerful stuff that is being applied nowadays with AI and supply chain.
It really is amazing. I mean, we see supply chain now being utilized in all aspects of retail, right? So as you mentioned, obviously we talk about it significantly on the supply chain side, but also on the front end when you're dealing with consumers and customers. And we talk about that on other podcasts where you really want to have it as part of your predictive analytics and really work through that to make sure that you're ordering the right things and using AI and scenario modeling to make sure you're utilizing your supply chain technologies properly. So having said that, right, then we now see that AI and scenario modeling is pretty critical to one's success. So why are not more retailers jumping on the bandwagon? Why isn't everyone using this, or are they?
Yeah, I think there's a couple headwinds here as to why maybe it's not completely adopted across every company, but it's trending. It's absolutely blown up over the past couple of years. And I think one, there's an element of cost to it, of course. But two, you know, a lot of companies are a little bit afraid of having the right data or having enough data, or my data have to be perfect. A lot of companies have data in different ERP platforms, different systems, and it may not be as pretty, but AI can do a lot of different things, even if all that data is in a bunch of different places. The key is you obviously want to make sure your data is accurate as possible. And so that may take some time to make sure you clean up that information. But ultimately, with the use of these different tools and different applications, it is quite easy to jump in, at least in different scenarios, to start leveraging this technology. So, I would say, obviously, if you have the ability to jump in with the cost side, then it's really around the data accuracy that's important. But yeah.
Awesome. So, you know, we've mentioned this on one of our other podcasts as well, that it's great to start, right? You don't have to have the best formatted, the complete set of data to be accurate. Obviously, you want your information to be accurate, but you don't need to have every piece of information in order to get started. So I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense. Thank you, RJ. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in today's episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to add us to your podcast library to keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Thank you very much.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60-Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60-Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.